it's a great chance for kids to learn about cultural stewardship and be working with their public lands.
A free Skagway Kids program is back for a second year, and a Haynes author and photographer publishes again. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories after this. Staff members of Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich will be in Skagway and Haynes this week to meet with borough officials and speak with constituents. Senate staff often travel through Alaska taking casework requests and listening to constituent concerns about issues related to the federal government. The staff members for the Alaska Senators are at the Skagway Post Office on Thursday, June 17th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then they'll be available at the Haynes Post Office on Friday, June 18th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Northern Lynn Canal grounds rumbled Tuesday evening when a 5.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Yakutat. One witness in Haynes was sitting on the couch as she felt the shake around 7:30 p.m. June 18th. Patty Brown said it felt as if someone was rocking the couch repeatedly for about 5 or 6 seconds. U.S. Geological Survey seismologists report it was 87 miles southeast from Yakutat at a depth of 6 miles and a magnitude of 5.0. Marge Harris, Skagway's borough clerk for the past 13 years, is retiring after more than 30 years in municipal government. Her career is culminating in Skagway, but she started it as a secretary in Wasilla in the late 1970s, when the city had only 3 municipal employees.
The city secretary, the clerk treasurer, and the librarian. I became the first deputy clerk, deputy treasurer for Wasilla 2 years later, and continued on in a career as the clerk when Wasilla grew enough to split the positions. I stayed on the clerk side and became the clerk.
Harris almost retired last year, but was talked out of it and decided to stay to continue working on some unfinished projects.
You know, I hope that I've done a good job. I think over the years I've gained the trust of people, you know, that they understood that I tried to treat them fairly.
Harris isn't leaving Skagway. She hopes to spend more time with family in her retirement, but will stay with the borough long enough to help train her successor. Tom Smith, borough manager, says the ideal candidate is detail-oriented, good with maintaining records, good at disseminating information within the government, and a good team player. The compensation range for the position is from $31.10 to $42.07 hourly. The borough assembly is responsible for filling the position and has narrowed the candidate field to 4.
Patricia Roberts Alexander from Sitka and Emily Deitch from Skagway and Eileen Schelt from Buell, Idaho, and finally Heidi Blaine, Eugene, Oregon. I would say that all 4 have municipal, local government work experience and a good level of education.
The assembly plans to begin interviews the afternoon of June 21st and to have a final decision made the following day.
The kids of Skagway will have another chance to show their devotion to Dyea this year. The Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park is bringing back the program Devoted to Dyea, which teaches kids about the culture and ecology of this historic area. Amanda McCutcheon is with the historical park. This is her second year organizing Devoted to Dyea.
The overall goal of Devoted to Dyea is to get Skagway's local youth out to Dyea to recognize it as one of our local gems, our own little paradise, a place that has both natural and cultural resources that are managed by both the national park, the city, and the state, and to really go out there and explore that area and realize it's one of our amazing places that we have here in our own backyard.
Last year was the first year of the program, which is a partnership among the park, the rec center, and Little Dippers. It taught kids about invasive plant species and ecology.
You know, when the term invasive species came up at third grade, there was complete knowledge and understanding about it, which was so fascinating to see.
This year, they're taking a different approach.
We're looking forward to creating that same type of connection. However, this year we're going to do it, and we're going to focus on cultural resources and historic preservation of some of the amazing resources that are out in Dyea, from where Harriet Pullen used to own property there, when Dyea was a gold rush town, things like that.
This free program will run from June 18th to July 23rd and is open to the public. Participants are from ages 8 to 12 years old.
So every Friday, again, we'll meet at 10:15 at the town site in Dyea and run till about 1:15 p.m. If you're coming on your own as public, you will need your own transportation and chaperone for the kids. Also, if you're unable to bring a child out there and you'd like to go, you can look at the Skagway Recreation Center and Little Dippers, who are going to be participating in that event.
The trip out to Dyea takes around 3 hours. Within that time, the kids will be involved in some very exciting activities.
We're going to be working with GPS a couple times, in which we're going to be doing non-invasive archaeological studies, where we're going to be GPSing different survey markers that were placed there during the 1900s, be looking at the old wharf site in Dyea and trying to bring it back to life. We're also going to be recreating as best we can what a Stampeder meal would have been over fire at the campground one of the days.
Devoted to Dyea is funded by Alaska Geographic and the Teacher Ranger Teacher Program out of Denali National Park. A new addition to the local staff is a teacher from California. For more information on Devoted to Dyea, contact the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park at 983-9243.
And it's a great chance for kids to learn about cultural stewardship and be working with their public lands.
This is Katie Hicks reporting for KHNS.
There's a certain good feeling you get when you're in your favorite places. Some call it the chills, maybe love or peacefulness. Kathleen Menke of Haines called it spirit. Then she photographed it and published a book about it. Spirits of the North came out this week and compiles the dramatic scenery, expressive locals, and vigorous flora and fauna of Alaska and northwestern Canada. Menke describes her feeling of spirit that was the inspiration for the book.
I had to really think about that for a long time, but I decided it was the creative force that infuses everything. But it's more of a feeling I get when I watch animals and I watch plants change and I watch the water flow and I get a feeling from the rocks and the history they carry.
Menke's been photographing professionally on film for more than 3 decades, for newspapers, magazines, and eventually for her own books.
In 2005, after my dad died, I was picking berries up on Chilkat Pass and got the idea for doing the Haines book, just kind of as a project to dedicate to him. And so that's when I did my first book and learned the whole process of doing a book and ended up with something that I thought other people in the community would enjoy. And
that book is Haines for All Seasons, the now familiar yellow-covered book with scenic and wildlife snapshots on the front. Her second book was Alaska Yukon Arctic Light, Gifts of the Wild, and was inspired by a trip to Denali and spending summer solstice in the Arctic.
And I was just like absorbing the experience of light and how the landscape and the animals and the plants and everything responded to light. And so that was the inspiration for the theme of that book.
It was another excursion to Denali that enthused Menke to put together her third book, which hits shelves this week, just in time for Father's Day. It's called Spirits of the North, Two-Legged, Four-Legged, Winged, Finned, Rooted, and Flowing.
And I started realizing that everything I was watching felt like spirit. And so that's when I came up with the title for this one, Spirits of the North, and Two-Legged, Four-Legged, Winged, Finned, Rooted, and Flowing.
The cover of her new book shows two women standing in a sunny dirt road in northern Canada. They're elders from Fort McPherson in the Northwest Territories.
The cover photo, I think, was one of the more interesting ones for me. These two women were just walking home from church on a really sunny Sunday afternoon in late August. And I just said, "May I take your picture?" And they just laughed at me and said, "Yes, hurry before we get too old." And I thought that was remarkably friendly and quick-witted and a wonderful feeling. And I only took one shot, and it just turned out to have the feeling I wanted.
The book covers travels in the Arctic, the Copper River Delta, South Central Alaska, and interior in Western Canada. It also traces a trip along the Dempster Highway to Inuvik, a 1,000-mile drive, almost half of it on dirt road. Menke brought her dog, a tent, her last book, and her camera.
And it was all new country for me, and so it was like an adventure for me. And all along the way, people kept saying, you know, I'd really like you to do a book that has us in it, our country in it. And that isn't really why I did this book, but when I got to the theme of spirit, it worked.
The book shows off the top 200 or so selections from about 15,000 photos she has, which are all shot on film, processed to slides, scanned, and laid out in PageMaker for publishing. Menke thanks several locals who helped with editing and the locals who made it in the book.
Some of the local spirits would be Ray Miniker, Buster Benson, David Andrews, Marilyn Wilson, Margaret Stevens, Josie Johnson. I resurrected the pimentos and I preserved the preserves. Steve Kroeschel's Wildlife Park and his interaction with the Wolverine. He has a whole page. We have the spirits of the council grounds, which would be our eagles. There's some white horse people that came for the bike race on summer solstice on Saturday and then climbed up Mount Riley on Sunday, and there's a page featuring them. And then there's a few surprises you'll just kind of have to look through and find on your own.
She leaves soon for a book tour of sorts, where she'll distribute the books to many of the places that are featured. Spirits of the North, the newest of Kathleen Menke's books, is available at several bookstores and shops in Skagway and Haines, and online. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Katie Hicks for her help with this report.